Item 13C, discussion and possible action on the process for hiring a new borough manager. I asked to have this put on the agenda for, see what the assembly's pleasure is on the mechanics of selecting a new borough manager. Do we want to have like a committee, a three-person committee from the assembly to go through every, all the resumes and pick out the top five or whatever? Or do we want to set as a whole assembly on this?
I think we should set as a whole.
Or some other method that somebody has.
We should set as a whole assembly. We should sit as a whole assembly. We all have probably different ideas on it.
I'm thinking so, Your Honor, probably executive session, of course, when we're talking about personnel, borough manager. So a special meeting. This closes on the 20th, so some, which is a Friday, I believe.
It does, it closes on Friday, the 20th? Do we want to set a?
We have a regular meeting on the 24th, don't we?
Did you want to set a special assembly meeting for a different day to go into executive session?
Prior to the 20th?
Oh, well, not prior.
No, you can't go prior to the 20th.
Because you got to wait for the closing date, maybe?
Oh, closing date, okay.
The 27th? Or closer to the, want to give you enough time to review?
26th Thursday? 26th is good for me.
26th is, yeah, it's fine.
Does that work for everybody?
There's something from it here.
I can't think about it.
I believe Thursday evening would be okay.
So it's at 7:00 PM?
Thursday evening? Yeah, I can do it Thursday evening.
What time would you like? 5:30, 6, 7?
7.
7 o'clock?
September, what, 26th?
27th. Oh, 26th, you're right, my first time, I'm sorry.
Next item, 13D, approval to send a letter of support for HR 1526 to the National Natural Resources Committee.
Move to approve letter of support for HR 1526 to be sent to the chairman and ranking member of the Natural Resources Committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Wiederspin?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval for the First Amendment to the engagement letter as part of the master services agreement between Peace Health and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve First Amendment to engagement letter as part of the master service agreement between Peace Health and the City and Borough of Wrangell with costs to be paid by the Borough State of Alaska Hospital Grant.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Your Honor, just to, for the listening public, this concerns hiring two, I guess you could say, professionals that work for Peace Health to review the hospital. And I think there's also financial assessment services and just pay them an hourly wage to do that, which is a savings to, of course, the City and Borough of Wrangell. But this is being paid out of the hospital grant.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Christian?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval to send a letter of support for the Renewable Energy Fund Grant, Round 7, SEPA Wind Resource Assessments.
Move to approve a letter of support for SEPA to the AEA in support of Renewable Energy Fund Grant, Round 7, Wind Resource Assessment.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Can we read the letter so that the listening public has an idea what this is about, please? I don't know which one we want to read. Probably the back one. Letter of support.
The sample letter of support?
Yep.
I am writing you on behalf of the City and Borough of Wrangell. It is my understanding that the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, SEPA, is preparing a grant application to study the feasibility of wind power. Many benefits that could be realized if it is determined that wind energy is a feasible source of energy that may benefit the whole Southeast region. The City and Borough of Wrangell strongly support SEPA's efforts to conduct wind studies.
Your Honor, I actually, quite honestly, personally, I believe that actually the City and Borough of Wrangell could be doing the same thing in terms of wind studies, or for that matter, Thomas Bay Power Authority could be doing the same thing. It doesn't say how it's actually going to benefit, it says benefit Southeast as a region, as a whole. You know, where are the studies going to be taking place? Are they going to be taking place inside the City and Borough of Wrangell? Are we going to be utilizing some of that power? It's a pretty basic letter.
Any further discussion?
I'm probably out in left field, but my concern is that when these wind towers are going up, I drove all over down south, and I'll tell you what, we live in a place where we got nothing but hydro, and we can benefit far greater with hydro than we can with wind, and I'm not in support of developing wind. They have it up there, and I don't know, just my feeling. I just want to voice it.
Anything further?
Your Honor, Warren actually had his hand raised.
I'd just make one comment. It seems like in your decision,
come up there so we can get it on tape, please.
It's me again, Warren Edgley, 209 First Avenue. It seems to me that a fundamental issue is missing from your discussion here on whether to approve this or not. What I heard the grant was for was to see if energy was feasible for the whole region. Well, if you look at the real world, energy from wind is created in wind farm. A whole lot of wind machines in one confined area, which accelerates the wind and gives you more energy. But where's this energy going to go? If you're going to distribute it over the whole region, for crying out loud, you need a transmission line, and that's the Southeast Intertie. Thank you.
From what I know about wind energy, the most likely place would be on the coast. I believe in Kodiak, they've got like three towers or something.
Three towers.
Three or four.
That was one of the reasons why they pulled out of the Fort Hampton. They wanted to do that.
I have no idea if we have enough wind on the coast, but in my mind, it's a good thing to find out if we do or we don't. That way we can either set that as feasible or not and set it aside and go down some other path. And I agree that an intertie is the direction we want to go eventually. I mean, long term. That's my thoughts at this point.
Since it is just a feasibility study, that is something It's a feasibility, it's a feasibility study is what they want.
Right.
See if it is feasible.
It's my understanding that there's already a pilot project in place.
Yes.
Which will be shortly. Is this, I'm not clear on this either. Is this an addition to what we already have? Or is it a separate thing? And what, does anyone know?
I don't know. And if it's power that we can use after we've utilized all of our power or what, I don't know. That was my question also. Because we can't use the wind power in reality until we've utilized all of our hydropower. So I don't know. I mean, that'd be a question that we should find out.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh. Go ahead and come forward and state your name and address.
Sure. Brian Ashton, 730 Case Avenue. With the power sales agreement, if SEPA were to generate wind power, that would be a energy that they could use. And you would simply wouldn't use the water yet because it would be SEPA generating the energy.
So it would be, we could use it.
So it could be used.
Okay.
In the lower 48, wind energy is kind of a mixed bag. There's a lot of development over the years. This isn't really relevant to us, so I'll just be brief about it. A lot of the energy can't be used because it can't be stored, and when they actually have it, it's not in times that they need it. But as Julie mentioned, if the state's looking at giving money for this kind of data to be collected, it'd be valuable data to have.
Well, our winds are usually heavier in the wintertime, too, than in the summertime.
Placement of towers is a big deal.
Yeah.
If you put them up on top of the mountains between here and the border, you're going to blow them down. It's going to blow so hard. But you're also going to have a hard time keeping them de-iced. I mean, so there's just a lot of things to consider. Even in places where you have a super highway driving right up past the wind farm, they're still having problems with the viability of it just because, again, the wind doesn't blow when you need it per se. So there's just a lot of things to look at in that. Collecting the data would just simply answer some questions. So in my opinion, it's worthwhile throwing our hat into the bag to say, let's collect some data. The reason why we can't bring forward a hydro project to you right now is because there's no complete data. So as you heard today, one of the things to do is collect the information so that if there is another hydro project to be done, the data is there to support it, so it's not just a guessing game.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
No.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
5 yes, 2 no, Your Honor.
Item 13G, discussion and possible action to send a letter to the SEPA board to request a vote to remove the Wrangell SEPA board member, voting member, with addition. And what was the other wording there?
And possible action directing SEPA board member. I think part of our question has already been answered by the borough attorney. In closed documents, is showing what they're saying. But under that discussion, one of the things that we did at our meeting today with Petersburg was had a discussion with them, and we didn't get into it because it seems like our discussion with Petersburg ended up mostly be talking about SEPA. So I'm putting a proposal out there. I move to direct this, our SEPA board representative to ask SEPA board to pay for the O&M cost of the Secretary of Wage and accounting fees under the FERC code 539. If SEPA board does not approve these legitimate O&M costs, the borough manager is directed to delete these O&M expenses from the monthly power purchases from SEPA according to the current O&M agreement.
I'll second that.
In other words, we're trying to get something back out of this.
I'll second that for discussion.
Then move and second it, any discussion?
Can you repeat it?
Are you passing around for all...
Either repeat or have a second seat. That was a mouthful.
Would you make a copy of this?
Yeah, just think about the same thing.
Please. It's typed and everything.
One of the reasons for that is we need to try to recover something.
Your Honor, from, and I have the memorandum from Mike McNichols that we had last meeting, and kind of following up what James said about it is part of the O&M agreement on the back on page 2 of 3. So the alternate proposal would be to continue operating facility and follow the provision of O&M agreement with SEPA as the operator, Thomas A. Power Authority, who is the purchaser, under the long-term sales agreement, may deduct from its monthly power purchase payments the cost provided for in the project facility budget, which are actually incurred in operating and maintaining the project facility. And it goes on to say, if the operator, Thomas A. Power Authority, is not a purchaser underneath the long-term power sales agreement, it may arrange with such a purchaser, which Wrangell is, to deduct the actual operation and maintenance costs of the project facility. And I know the new assembly person, I don't know if you want to read that. That's from last meeting.
I would feel more comfortable if this was put on the agenda for the next meeting. Since it was a public notice, as this, this is somewhat removed from the original agenda item. It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with that item, so I don't believe it would be proper to put it forward at this time.
I'd like to remind the mayor that...
You can sure have it on the next agenda.
I'd like to also remind you that that's why we have that agenda item on there, amendments to the agenda. And we can take up things like this when they are brought forward. It is our privilege to do so. So I just want to remind you that we do have that privilege. We don't exercise it very often, but, you know, if we don't exercise it, we don't use it.
This also consists of a monetary amount of money too, and I think anything that we was going to do monetary was going to go before the public, before we did any kind of voting on it or anything like that, so they actually had the opportunity to see it.
I think that
this is monetary.
Councilman McCloskey, I think your statement would be true, except for this is just a statement of not asking for money, getting money. We're trying to recover money.
True.
We're actually not spending money.
No, yeah. We're trying to recover money. Because right now we're paying it all out, and Wrangell's the only one that's paying it out, and so far we're having direction from SEPA that they're not going to pay the bill, and this is one way to further it out and get action going, because every day we do this and do not take action, it's costing the city and borough.
I'm not arguing your point there, James, about it should be addressed, but under the item that you brought it up under, I don't think it's appropriate. The item that was on the agenda was discussion and possible action, sending a letter to the SEPA board to request the removal of a board member. And this is not even related to that, is what I'm saying. And I don't think it is proper to do it at this time. It can certainly be put on a future agenda and addressed at that time, but I feel very strongly about the public being aware of what's going on and having a voice.
I think we have.
And I don't think this gives them that voice.
I'd like to remind the mayor that we had a full discussion in the public today about it. And we've had other council meetings where this has been brought up, and duly noted that we have been sending out bills, and Petersburg is not paying their share. So consequently, Wrangell has taken the full benefit of making sure all the bills are paid so the operation will run. And I think there's been plenty of public discussion out there, so I would further like to see us take a vote on this.
I'm curious, I had a couple questions since I'm the new person on the block here. One is, when is the next SEPA board meeting? Two, if I understand this correctly, the non-net billable stuff that's in contention between us and Petersburg, we split that, is that right?
Just for the one.
Supposed to.
So, right, supposed to, and they backed out on it.
Yes.
So if we were to pay, say, for up to 6 months, if we were to get reimbursed at some point, that would be like our half, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we were taking the whole full burden for just 6 months, as long as we get that back at some point.
That's the problem, we're not getting it back.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is don't we potentially have up to 6 months to negotiate something and get our money?
We should.
I refer that question as yet.
I have some information to answer your question.
Go ahead.
Can you, Brian?
Brian Ashton, 730 Case Avenue. There's going to be a special telephonic board meeting on September 16th. Then the next regular SEPA board meeting will be here in Wrangell on October 15th and 16th.
October
15th. I think that...
Go ahead.
Warren Edley, 209 First Avenue. I'm not an attorney, but in school I did take 2 semesters of contract law. And I need to, I guess, emphasize something that James said. The long-term power sales agreement is the ruling document. It's a contract between the purchasing utilities, of which you are one, and SEPA. And in the long-term power sales agreement, there is a clause called the self-help clause. If SEPA refuses to pay a legitimate charge, you can just go ahead and deduct it under the self-help clause of the long-term power sales agreement. I think you need to get a professional attorney's opinion, but at least try it. Thank you.